The executive branch doesn't always get along with the legislative branch, even if both are led by the same party. And that's the case right now with Governor Scott and the Florida House. Just a few weeks ahead of the annual legislative session, WUSF's Steve Newborn caught up with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida for a look at who's saying what about what.
One of the most visible battles in Tallahassee this legislative season is pitting some of Governor Rick Scott's most prized programs versus the political will of House Speaker Richard Corcoran. The Land O'Lakes Republican wants to trim what he calls corporate welfare, so he's taking the budget axe to two programs, Visit Florida, the state's marketing arm, and Enterprise Florida, which gives incentives for businesses to relocate to the state. His effort is being co-sponsored by Representative Paul Renner, a Republican from Palm Coast.
We've wasted hundreds of millions of dollars on these programs. It takes from all of us to give to the privileged few.
In your bank account, you might get a guaranteed return, and you might get, what, 1 or 2%? In this, we're getting five times our money back. Five times. And it's your taxpayer money.
That was Governor Scott retorting recently to ABC Action News. Let's talk about this Tallahassee tussle with Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Allison.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Allison, Scott referred directly to Renner during a recent appearance in Flagler Beach, saying your politicians in Tallahassee today are saying in your area that they don't need any more jobs. Now, what's PolitiFact's ruling on this?
We rated this mostly false. Of course, there is no record of Representative Renner saying exactly that his area doesn't need more jobs. I don't think you could probably find a lot of politicians who've ever made that statement. So there's been this ongoing fight between Governor Rick Scott and these Republican House leaders like Renner, who don't believe these incentive programs like Enterprise Florida work. But with Renner, it's really not about jobs here. He brought up a philosophical difference with Scott about the fairness of economic incentives, and he thinks that instead of giving these incentives to Enterprise Florida to give to businesses, those incentives would be better spent on things like education, improving Florida's infrastructure, and creating safer streets. And that's where he thinks if we spend money in those places, that's how jobs will get created. So the picture is far more complex than the broad brush Scott paints here. These representatives do not want to kill jobs in their area, and I feel like that's pretty obvious.
All right, in Renner's defense, he says that it's pitting small businesses who are being unfairly taxed to subsidize big corporations who would then be competing against them.
I didn't look into any specific incidences of that happen, but he kind of brought up an example of a scenario where these incentives go to these big companies like Amazon, for instance, and then you kind of forget about the mom and pop shop next door maybe in giving these incentives to the big corporations. But I think the idea that Renner is pointing to is definitely a valid one. Amazon and these big companies are going to get more face time and more recognition, and I think that might create a situation where we see incentives actually being given to the more prominent companies.
All right, in the clip we just played, Governor Scott said there's basically a five-fold return on the amount of money that's being invested in Visit Florida. Have you all looked into that specific claim?
We haven't looked into that specific allegation, but we've looked into something similar about Visit Florida and the impact their spending has on tourism. And what we concluded there is that it's really hard to determine the impact of Visit Florida just looking at the numbers. The numbers might support Scott's point, but there's more than the numbers here with this story about Enterprise Florida and Visit Florida.
What else besides the numbers are really newsworthy there?
The number of visitors, of course, that matters, but how much are they spending here? How long are they staying here? And then besides the revenue and the money people bring in through tourism, it's not just something you can judge based on the numbers. And that's because there are so many different factors that can influence the success of Enterprise Florida's incentives or Visit Florida's tourism.
All right, Allison Graves of PolitiFact Florida. The bottom line here is the picture is a little more complex than the broad brush Governor Scott is painting, isn't it?
That's correct.